Welcome to Fresh Spoke, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Stephen Kellogg and his Sixers have long been among the hardest-working album rockers touring the small clubs across America. Stephen has been making rootsy Americana-tinged rock since the mid-1990s, but he finally found his artistic zenith when he formed the Sixers in 2003. Through 7 years and three albums, critics ranging far and wide from the band's Boston base have been placing the Sixers on the verge of a national breakthrough. Now, with their new release titled Gift Horse, the band seems poised to finally make good on that promise. Featuring some of Kellogg's strongest melodies and most introspective lyrics yet, Gift Horse is my first featured release tonight. From Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, this is Song for Lovers.
As we lay there in the dark, you said you could hear my heart. And then you started to cry, 'cause one day I'm gonna die. When the body slows, what the heart just knows is that the soul lets go. Where does it go? Oh, I don't know. Oh, 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 oh. Now I don't believe in Jesus as anything but a man. I worry that religion is doing less good than bad. And I know that makes a lot of good people mad. But what the heart just knows, you feel it in your bones, is that the soul lets go. Where does it go? Probably give out when the body slows, what the heart just knows is that the soul lets go. Where does it go? Oh, and I could get down on my knees, but I don't. No one knows.
this earth, I'm not sure where I'll go. Well, goodbye, feel like a way to say hello. Would you want a list of those who would be sad? Will they say it was a shame? Oh, that's too bad. And how much will it hurt to leave the ones you love? On long days and fast years, a song burns in my ears that I never quite hear. On long days and fast years, give me strength when I am hurt. Send your angels from the dirt. Send Jack and Jean and Key to me. ASAP, ain't nobody quitting here. But I know that I am weak, and I get scared still at the doctors who will prepare delivery. From the church of non-belief, call it artistic or agnostic, altruistic. Now I lost it, this uncertainty just gets to me. All long days. Song burns in my ears that I'll never quite hear. On long days and fast years. Oh, promises I made to you, you to me, the day will come when the ones I love have gone. From here, make me electrons, make me dirt and light. The angels sleep with you tonight. There'll be no more long days and fast years. A song burns in my ears that
That was Long Days, Fast Years from Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers and their latest album titled Gift Horse. There's the old saying, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, which translated as showing appreciation for what you have, Stephen Kellogg says. That's exactly what this record's about, appreciation that I have a job right now in 2011 with all that's going on economically in our country, appreciation for my family because there's nothing that I value more, and appreciation of America in general. The songs on Gift Horse have a classic rock, almost Americana kind of vibe about them. You can tell that these songs were written from personal anecdotes. The entire album plays out like a collective book of stories on life and family. This next song from Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers is We Belong Here.
When you're young, all you want is a place to belong. You'll change how you look and the way that you talk. If I'm being honest, I'd have to admit that sometimes it gets to me still. Like I'm back in school and I want them to like me, but I know that they never will. I belong
here, right where I am. I know I was meant to belong here, right where I am. Yeah, I know I was meant to be here, right where I am. Yeah, I know I was meant to be here. Well, it's nobody's business, but I happen to notice that some of those dreams you had died. But you got no excuse for not building a castle when there's still a builder inside. You belong here, right where you are. You know you were meant to belong here, right where you are. Well, you know you were meant to be here, right where you are. Well, you know you were meant to be here. You belong, and I belong. You belong, and I belong here. And when your back is to the ropes, we've all been there before, I know. It's tempting just to cut and run, but when you keep fighting, right where we are, you know we were meant to belong here. Right where we are, well, you know we were meant to be here. Singing right where we are, you know we were meant to be here. Yeah, right where you are, well, you know you were meant to be. Singing right where we are, yeah, you know we were meant to be.
If you find yourself in lockup, write a song about a jail. And if you set your boat on fire in the middle of a gale, if you lose your only lover, go find something sweet and soft and laugh it off. Laugh it off. If you joke about the police, don't go over with a bang. If you tell them you're a singer, they don't like the way you sing, then get yourself an attorney, go out and play some golf, and laugh it off. Laugh it off. Hey, don't get mad when you lose that 21. Just roll the dice and go on having fun, and get some humble marijuana, guaranteed to make you cough and laugh it off. Laugh it off, son. Yourself a ticket, second one in 30 days, and the courthouse can't find records for the ones already paid. If you should get pneumonia with an everlasting cough, laugh it off. Hey, don't get mad when you lose hit some humble marijuana, guaranteed to make you cough and laugh it off. Laugh it off. Yourself a good attorney, take him out and play some golf and laugh it off. Laugh it off.
We just heard Laugh It Off from the legendary Merle Haggard and his new album, Working in Tennessee. Merle Haggard is a country music icon who has a career that has spanned almost 50 years in the business. He has been a part of two movements in country music that were considered influential, outlaw country and the Bakersfield sound. He has racked up numerous hits over the years. Over the last 10 years, he has been on a comeback, producing albums that were critically acclaimed and one that was well received but poorly promoted. He released a bluegrass album in 2007 and made a return in 2010 on Vanguard Records with I Am What I Am. 1 year later, he released his newest effort, Working in Tennessee. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Charlie King and Karen Brandow are musical storytellers and political satirists. Their repertoire covers a century and a half and four continents. They perform with the sweet and precise harmonies of life partners. They sing and write passionately about the extraordinary lives of ordinary people. Charlie has been at the heart of American folk music for over 40 years. His songs have been recorded and sung by other performers such as Pete Seeger, Holly Near, John McCutcheon, Arlo Guthrie, and Peggy Seeger. Karen has been performing with Charlie since 1998. While doing human rights work in Guatemala from 1986 to 1994, Karen studied voice, performance, and classical guitar. From the duo Charlie King and Karen Brandow, this is Trickle Up.
They say if you took all the money on earth and dispensed equal portions to each child at birth, that after a while it would all find its way back to the same handful that holds it today. Well, I'm willing to give that a try. Everyone gets a piece of the pie. When we give the money to the many at the bottom, wait for it to trickle up to the top. Give the money to the many at the bottom, top dog waiting for his trickle up.
Margaret dwells in a dump, cleans hotels for Donald Trump. Swap their salary, she sits pretty, penthouse suite, Atlantic City. The money trickles back to Don. He can hire her husband Juan, pay 'em both a living wage. Trickle up, it's all the rage.
Give the money to the many at the bottom, wait for it to trickle up to the top. Give the money to the many at the bottom, top dog waiting for his trickle up. Henry Ford's first hurrah was pay him enough to buy my car. The unions held the line on pay, but now the car has had its day. A better idea, a high-speed train, 6 weeks off, a raise in pay, and next thing you know it, we're all on board. See the USA in a train by Ford. Give
the money to the many at the bottom. Wait for it to trickle up to the top. Give the money to the many at the bottom. Top dog waiting for his trickle up. Lives in Nome, lost his job, could lose his home. His bank bailed for Boku billions. Kick Quinn back a measly million. Pays his mortgage, credit card. Hires Don Trump to rake his yard. Trump invests in a landscape biz. Knows someday this will all be his. Because he gives the money to the many at the bottom, and he waits for it to trickle up to the top. Gives the money to the many at the bottom. Top dog waiting for his trickle up. Top dog waiting for his trickle up. Please wait.
To the oaks outside my window, long may you live. To dreamers with their tubes of pain and brushstroke canvases. To rooms where people make love and the breath with which they sing. Long may you live. To the smiling Dalai Lama, long may you live. They slaughtered all your people and yet somehow you forgive. To leaves on apple trees performing photosynthesis, long may you live. Long may you live. To the moon that hides in ocean tides and brings the sailors in. To sleep that keeps us wrapped tight in the night's black velvet skin. Long may you live.
Long may you live.
To the suicidal poets who use ink as medicine. To the acrobats who try to fly time and time again. Long may you live. To the artists of America,
long may you live.
To the Alabama blacksmith forging horseshoes for his kids. To the little nun from Vietnam who plays a violin. Long may you live. To chemists in their lonely land,
long may you
surgeons in their bloody shirts and all the hearts they fix. To this impressive planet may she spin and spin and spin. Long may you live. Long may you live.
was Long May You Live from the Winterlings, who are Wolf Bowden and Amanda Birdsall, and they sing, play guitar, and write country-inflected folk songs. The summer concert season is upon us, and here's a list of what's happening when. The legendary Mickey Hart does a show at the Stateroom on May 16th, the Civil Wars play at the Depot on May 24th, the Young Dubliners perform at the Gallivan Center on May 26th, Tab Benoit plays at the Stateroom on May 30th, and Greg Laswell performs at the Stateroom on June 5th. At Red Butte Garden this summer, the season includes The Shins on May 28th, Bon Iver on May 29th, Sheryl Crow on June 3rd, Melissa Etheridge on June 13th, Wilco on June 25th, and much more. Look ahead to the Ogden Bluegrass and Acoustic Music Festival at Fort Buenaventura on June 2nd and 3rd, with Robert Earl Keen, the Claire Lynch Band, Elephant Revival, and the Get Down Boys scheduled to perform. And in Logan, the duo Adler and Hearn play at Crumb Brothers Bakery on June 9th. The new album, titled The Delicious Death of an Ohio Honey Hunter, was recorded by Aaron White after 15 months of travel. The album started with 25 tracks written in places like Las Cruces, New Mexico, West Yellowstone, Montana, and Valdez, Alaska. Aaron also drew much of the inspiration for the album from classic literature and roots music. The title of the album comes from a line in Moby Dick. From Aaron White, this is Old Muddy River.
Thank you. on falling. That old muddy river's gonna flow, flow, flow.
From Annie Crane, that was You and Me and the Evergreen, which appears on her new release titled Jump with a Child's Heart. Classically trained in her hometown of Rochester, New York, at the Eastman School of Music, Annie is now a New Yorker whose blend of folk, Americana, and traditional Celtic sounds transport listeners to worldly locales while retaining an urban edge that is the unmistakable influence of her adopted city. The theme of Annie's sophomore album, Jump with a Child's Heart, explores what it means to come to the city with the dream and what it takes to make it come true. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search and you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to Jennifer Pemberton for maintaining the Fresh Folk webpage and podcast. The St. Louis songwriter Sophie Carpenter recorded and wrote her new album in her RV, named August, while traveling out west. The song we'll hear tells the tale of a weary traveler wanting to return home to India, and it merges Sophie's folk stylings with some crisp banjo picking. From Sophie Carpenter's new release, titled Gypsy in Control, this is Soon as I Can.
These days just turn to nights. Out here it's a bit of a struggle. The people are as kind as can be. And I don't know how the road magnifies my fears, but it's looking like the joke's on me. I miss India, and I'm hoping that she understands. I miss India. Tell her I'm coming home soon as I can. As soon as I can. Sometimes I wish I'd stayed with that musician. He was such a sweet, kind soul. And I never really knew why I left him. Even when he begged me not to go. I've been running.
Yeah.
We just heard This Is My World from Mary Beth D'Amico and her latest disc titled The Light Inside. Mary Beth is known for literate songs that tell dark little stories. Perhaps due to her journalistic background, she seems naturally drawn to themes that have an edge to them. But I still like people to be able to sing along, says Mary Beth, who recently returned to the States after a long hiatus in Europe. The release of her second album, The Light Inside, finds the New Jersey native taking a more personal look at the forces of darkness. The album deftly combines these personal reflections with her signature character-driven tunes. Amy Ray and Emily Salyers of the Indigo Girls have known each other since elementary school and have been playing music together for over 25 years. Their songs have always been pleasant folk country stories, and with the duo's 12th studio album, titled Beauty Queen Sister, the Indigo Girls continue that trend. While the album is more country ballads than the indie sensibility that we have attributed the word folk to, the talent on the album holds up against the young, fresh acts filed under the folk genre today. Give a listen now to We Get to Feel It All from the Indigo Girls and their latest release, Beauty Queen Sister.
My, my, how time flies. First time I met you, I had to shade my eyes. 'Cause staring into the sun can make a girl blind. Now here we sit in a shady spot. Shut like a shell. But if I hold you to my ear, I can hear the whole world. Dark stories of a distant past. Our time created in a single blast. They like to laugh at me because I'm serious. And yes, it's true, but here is what I learned about you. Set the sun and you hung the moon. Mid-October, all the month of June. Temperatures rise and fall. We get to feel it all. We get to feel it all. We get to feel it all. We get to feel it all.
can go one day without calling, 2 days without bawling, 3 days without missing, but a lifetime of no kissing you. Something that I just can't do. I wish I could be there to share the moon. I got more back for the breaking, more callous for making, a lifetime for the aching. I got no need to run this battery down. I'm just trying to get the stain down. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Hey, Lala, I'm gonna love you till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. Hey, Lala, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose. Fireflies are returning, nightfall is softly chirping, one trail of light is staying on till dawn. I wonder who it's waiting on. I wish I could be there to share the moon. If I do. Hey, Lala, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose.
Was Share the Moon from the Indigo Girls and their new album, Beauty Queen Sister. Alternating richly textured storytelling with moody ruminations on modern world worries, Beauty Queen Sister reveals a fierce longing for a more idyllic existence while still celebrating the extraordinary in everyday living. Thanks to its graceful mix of open-hearted songwriting and lush, intricate arrangements, not to mention powerful performances by the band and their brigade of guest musicians, Beauty Queen Sister ultimately allows the listener to slip into the sort of dreamy serenity that Amy and Emily sing of striving for throughout the record. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Decades into their career, the Indigo Girls still amaze conventional pundits with their ability to grow and thrive, no matter what the state of the music industry is at any given point. Emily and Amy began performing together in high school, transferred their honest, urgent performing style onto the stages of countless small clubs, then saw their public profile take off with the 1989 release of their self-titled Breakthrough, an album that included the first hit, Closer to Fine, and went on to win Best Contemporary Folk Recording at the 1990 Grammys. The duo's constant touring, as well as staunch dedication to a number of societal and environmental causes, has earned them a fervidly devoted following over the years. So many artists who launched their careers in the late 1980s have slipped from our collective memory. In contrast, the Indigo Girls stand tall, having earned the lasting respect and devotion of a multi-generational audience, which continues to experience their creative evolution in the studio and on stage. We'll close out the show with Birthday Song from the Indigo Girls' latest album, Beauty Queen Sister. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
Couldn't think of a thing to write on your birthday card. Consider the poets, they didn't know what lay quiet inside my heart. I thought of Atlanta, thought of Toronto, all of the places we've been. I filled up my tea and looked into the trees, still came up empty again. So I guess the next time you see me in a world of partial truths, you will fully believe me. I have nothing to give except for to live like the person you know. I can clean up the kitchen, fold up your clothes neatly as I am able. Wrap a box up with ties for a surprise. Order you flowers for the table. Or I could book us a trip on a plane or a ship. I know how much you love the sun. You could gamble on me like the lottery. I make you feel like you won, and I bet the next time you see me in a world of partial truths, you will fully believe me. I have nothing to give except for to live like the person you know me to be. Stop the car, ready to carve our names into permanence. For a moment we're kids, intent on a whim. There is no shadow we passed. But even so,